Hey there, everyone, and welcome to Leap of Faith Podcast. I'm Lorraine, I'm your host, and today we are episode 114.1, and this is the last chapter of 2 Samuel that we'll be reading, and I believe it's chapter 24. It sure is. So welcome to everybody out there. Thank you for joining me for yet another day of reading God's Word. I am back. I was visiting my father-in-law with my son and his girlfriend. We had a great week, and now I'm back. So here I am. I know that we were supposed to record with Jeremiah today, but that didn't work out because he had a bunch of appointments and meetings and whatnot. He's a busy, busy man. But hopefully this week he'll be able to carve out a little bit of time and join us. So, because I really miss co-hosting with him. He's a lot of fun to talk to. So I won't delay. I won't dilly-dally. We're going to go ahead and pray, give you your Bible verse of the day, and then we will read the last chapter. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, holy and mighty God, we come to your throne with hearts of thanksgiving and gratefulness. We are so blessed to be able to be all together across the world, across the internet, whatever, however these folks are listening or reading or watching, we get to come together and read your word. We're so blessed. And in this little tiny moment in time, thank you for all that you do and all that you provide for us down from the tiny, tiny little things, you know, even if it's just, I don't know, finding a packet of Sweet 'n Low to put into your coffee. I don't know. It could be anything or big things. Maybe you just bought a house. You know, maybe somebody you know just recovered from cancer. I don't know what those things are, but we're so grateful for the tiny, tiny little things and the big, big things always. And all things, we are grateful and thankful. So, Lord, we are most grateful for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. We're thankful for his sacrifice on the cross. We are celebrating him during this time of Lent, where we are all giving up a little something. And it's just a little tiny, you know, way of showing how much we appreciate his huge sacrifice for us. We're so thankful that he did that for us. And we're thankful for the gift of salvation and the promise of heaven after this life. Lord, thank you. Lord, I just ask for many, many blessings for those who are out there, whatever their needs are, whatever they're praying about, I just extend that out to them, and I pray whatever they're asking for, that you will resolve whatever issues they're having or bless them with whatever things they're asking for, whatever their needs are, Lord. We always ask in your will. We always ask, let your will be done in all things. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my boys, my husband, and I'm thankful that you've blessed me every day of my life from day one. Even when I didn't know you were blessing me, you were already blessing me. So thank you. Lord, we invite you into this time in your word. We pray that you anoint it and reveal to us what it is that you want us to learn from today. And, you know, help us to understand you more and more every day. Every day that we get to read your word, we get to know you and love you more and more. Lord, take us where you want us to go. Let us meet the people you want us to meet. Let us say the words you want us to say and keep us out of your way. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So today, actually, giving thanks is part of what I was praying about. And so the Bible verse of today, and I may have used this before, I don't know, but we're going to use it again because it's a good verse. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Let's break it down. Be joyful always. You know, we should be joyful and happy and joyous of this life that we've been given, the gifts that we're given. You know, be joyful. It's kind of sad when we're not joyful. and we're dwelling on the negative. And it's hard sometimes, especially in the middle of the, something that's going on. It's hard. So, but we should try. Pray continually. When I think we've talked about this before, if somebody pops into your head, just say a quick prayer. It doesn't have to be anything elaborate. Just, pray for who, some so and so, or oh, I don't know what's going on with them, but Lord, just bless them, or whatever. It's very easy. And then give thanks in all circumstances, good and bad, because we don't know what the not so good circumstances are for. We don't know why, we don't know how, but God will use all for the glory of his kingdom for those who believe. That's what we know. And this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. He wants you to do all these things. So that's your Bible verse of the day. It will be posted on our Instagram page. I think that's where we posted. Oh, and on Facebook it goes too. So, all right. Well, let's go ahead and dive into episode 114.4. And this is chapter 24 in 2 Samuel. David takes a census. Once again, the anger of the Lord burned against Israel, and he caused David to harm them by taking a census. "Go and count the people of Israel and Judah," the Lord told him. So the king said to Joab and the commanders of the army, "Take a census of all the tribes of Israel, from Dan in the north to Beersheba in the south, so I may know how many people there are." But Joab replied to the king, "May the Lord your God let you live to see 100 times as many people as there are now. But why, my lord the king, do you want to do this?" But the king insisted that they take the census. So Joab and the commanders of the army went out to count the people of Israel. First they crossed the Jordan and camped at Aroer, south of the town in the valley, in the direction of Gad. Then they went on to Jazer, then to Gilead in the land of Tatim-Hodshi, and to Dan-Jaon, and around to Sidon. Then they came to the fortress of Tyre, and all the towns of the Hivites and Canaanites. Finally, they went south to Judah as far as Beersheba. Having gone through the entire land for 9 months and 20 days, they returned to Jerusalem. Joab reported the number of people to the king. There were 800,000 capable warriors in Israel who could handle a sword, and 500,000 in Judah. Judgment for David's sin. But after he had taken the census, David's conscience began to bother him, and he said to the Lord, "I have sinned greatly by taking this census. Please forgive my guilt, Lord, for doing this foolish thing." The next morning, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Gad, who was David's seer. This was the message: "Go and say to David, 'This is what the Lord says. I will give you 3 choices. Choose one of these punishments, and I will inflict it on you.'" So Gad came to David and asked him, "Will you choose 3 years of famine throughout your land, 3 months of fleeing from your enemies, or 3 days of severe plague throughout your land? Think this over and decide what answer I should give the Lord who sent me." I'm in a desperate situation," David replied to Gad, "but let us fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercy is great. Do not let me fall into human hands. So the Lord sent a plague upon Israel that morning, and it lasted for 3 days. A total of 70,000 people died throughout the nation, from Dan in the north to Beersheba in the south. But as the angel was preparing to destroy Jerusalem, the Lord relented and said to the death angel, "Stop, that is enough." At that moment, the angel of the Lord was by the threshing floor of Araunah, the Jebusite. When David saw the angel, he said to the Lord, "I am the one who has sinned and done wrong, but these people are as innocent as sheep. What have they done? Let your anger fall against me and my family." David builds an altar. That day, Gad came to David and said to him, "Go up and build an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Araunah, the Jebusite." So David went up to do what the Lord had commanded him. When Araunna saw the king and his men coming toward him, he came and bowed before the king with his face to the ground. "Why have you come, my lord the king?" Araunna asked. David replied, "I have come to buy your threshing floor and to build an altar to the Lord there so that he will stop the plague." "Take it, my lord the king, and use it as you wish," Araunna said to David. "Here are oxen for the burnt offering, and you can use the threshing boards and ox yokes for wood to build a fire on the altar. I will give it all to you, your majesty, and may the Lord your God accept your sacrifice." But the king replied to Araunna, "No, I insist on buying it, for I will not present burnt offerings to the Lord my God that have cost me nothing." So David paid him 50 pieces of silver for the threshing floor and the oxen. David built an altar there to the Lord and sacrificed burnt offerings and peace offerings. And the Lord answered his prayer for the land, and the plague on Israel was stopped. Okay, I did highlight, you know, some things, but in honesty, I'm reading this and I'm thinking, okay, I don't know what David did or why God is angry at Israel. Like, what happened at the last, like, two chapters ago in 22, David was singing songs of praise. And then there was David's last words, and he was talking about the 30 mighty men. I don't know. I don't know exactly what he did to cause, or what they did to cause, but once again, the anger of the Lord burned against Israel, and he caused David to harm them by taking a census. So I don't know. Then I jumped up to verse 10, and David's saying, "I have sinned greatly by taking the census. Please forgive my guilt for doing this foolish thing." But God told him to take the census. So I'm not quite sure. I'm a little confused on this. If anybody has any clue, if anybody understands this, feel free to email me at the webpage. And then I jump down to where David chooses the plague because he doesn't want to fall into the hands of the enemy anymore. So he says in 14, let us fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercy is great. Do not let me fall into human hands. So he takes the plague, and 70,000 people die. And then as the angel of death was preparing to destroy Jerusalem, the Lord relented and said to the death angel, "Stop, that's enough." At that moment, the angel of the Lord was by the threshing floor of Araunna the Jebusite, which is where he builds his altar, David. Then when David saw the angel, he said to the Lord, "I am the one who sinned and has done wrong, but these people are innocent. Let your anger fall against me and my family." And then David says, "I want to build an altar." And the Lord tells him to go to Araunna the Jebusite. So that's what he does. And then he comes to buy the threshing floor to build the altar so he can put a stop to the plague. Araunna wants to give it to David, but David doesn't feel good about doing that. You know, he feels like it has to be his offering in order to get rid of the plague. So David pays 50 pieces of silver for the threshing floor and the oxen. Araunna was perfectly happy just giving it to him because he wanted to be that guy. But David wouldn't allow him to do that. And so David builds the altar there to the Lord and sacrificed burnt offerings and peace offerings, and the Lord answered his prayer for the land, and the plague on Israel was stopped. That's the last of 2 Samuel, and we are going to be diving into 1 Kings the next episode. So that'll be episode 114.2. So really excited that we're going to start a new chapter, a new book. And we'll talk about that tomorrow when we read. That's it for today. I got no takeaway on today's reading. I apologize. But what I do have is the fact that I always say the prayer of salvation for anybody out there who has not made Jesus the Lord of their life. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then today is your day. I will say the prayer. I hope you say it with me. And this will be your day of salvation. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, today I put my trust in you. I am not perfect and know that I have sinned against you. Please forgive me. I thank you for the sacrifice of your Son Jesus on the cross. It's his perfect and spotless blood that covers all of my sins, past, present, and future. On this day, I accept him as my Lord and Savior into my heart and will live my life for him. Thank you for my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer for the first time, congratulations. Welcome into the wonderful family of Jesus. You're now adopted in as a brother or sister in Christ. And today's your new birthday. I say it every time. Today's your birthday. Mark it in your Bible. This is the Bible that we've been using, the New Living Translation. Sorry, backwards. Mark it today as your day of as your birthday. Today is actually March 5th, so I don't know what day or time or year or whatever it is that you happen to be listening to this or watching, but whatever day it is, mark it down. Mark it in your phone, mark it on your wall calendar if you have one, but make this a day of celebration because that's what it is. We also encourage you to get to a church, a pastor, and start to learn more and more about being what it is to be a Christian. If you got questions, ask them. And get involved with your church. There's volunteering. There's working for the ministry. Becoming part of a Bible study. Starting a Bible study. There's so many ways. Mission work. There's tons of things you can be doing in order to further the kingdom. So get out there and start working for Jesus. And we'd love to hear from you. If you did become a Christian today, if you said the prayer of salvation, you can email me at Lorraine@leapoffaithpodcast.org or Jeremiah@leapoffaithpodcast.org. If you've got something to say about today's reading, feel free. We'd love to hear from you. You can make comments on our Facebook page or Instagram. We'd love to hear from you. So, and if you have prayers, we can pray for you. You know, you can let us know. But we love to hear from people. So that's it for today. I'm so glad you're able to join me. I don't know, like I said, it could be morning, noon, night. I have no idea when it is, but I know that that you're listening out there and you're watching and you're getting to know Jesus more and more, getting to know our God better, and it's a blessing. So that's it for today. God bless you. Have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow.